Hello and welcome back to Beast Buzz, your Brawl Stars podcast. In this episode, we're going to be doing a showdown tier list. Sorry I haven't been posting a while, but today we're going to have a big surprise, and it's the best thing that's ever happened to Beast Buzz, and you'll see what it is in the episode. Alright, see you guys in the main segment. This is the best thing that has ever happened to Beast Buzz, and yeah, we'll see you guys in the episode. Go. So in this main segment, we're going to be doing a tier list. And the surprise is here. We have Brawl Bro on our show, and he's here to stay. What's up, Brawl Bro?
Nothing.
All right. Today, we're going to be doing a showdown tier list. And let's start it off. Starting off in C tier at number 39, I have Penny. Her mortar is kind of useless when people know how to dodge them. All you have to do, like, if people, like... no one's really going to get hit by that unless they're standing still. And even then, like, really, you're only going to hit a couple AFKs. And, like, that's not, like, you don't get any skill off that. Like, you don't feel good about yourself when you kill an AFK, do you?
Like, no.
Yeah, I just killed this person standing still. No.
Oh, yeah, I used to be super excited before when I was on the iPod. I used to be so excited whenever, because there would be, like, a 13. Team Gem Colt, and like he would lag to win, and I would be like, oh my gosh.
All right, so what is your worst brawler in Shona?
I would say I am terrible at Mortis. This is just about me, not a ball. I'm just terrible at Mortis. I do not really know how to dodge his shots and dodge other people's shots. I just don't have, I'm not at all good at him. All
right,
so what is your 38th?
Alright, so guys, hang on a sec. You might think that, wait a second, Mortis is not bad in Shunan at all. But this is completely opinion-based, and for him, he is not good in Showdown with him, and this is, like, kind of his thing, too. So don't be mad at him. At number 38th is Jessie. Again, the turret spawnables, she's a little bit better. And Jessie is just not as good because... Jessie's shots go slow, and really, you're not going to hit anyone who has above-average movement speed. And even it'll be hard to. And the only thing that you're going to do good with is your super. And the only thing that's good about her when you have her super is her gadget that makes her speed up. Even the slowing one is good, too, because would you rather have the turret do all the work or you do all the work? Well, I would rather have the turret because that thing is auto-aiming, and it does really good the whole time. And yeah, what's your 38th, bro?
I would say Sprout. Sprout, really, if you have someone, like, who gets pretty close to you, Sprout is pretty much dead. He does not have a lot of health, and it's kind of hard to aim at someone who's really close to you. Like, if a Bull got pretty close to you, or a Jackie, it would be kind of hard to hit him back there.
You said that very well.
Right back behind him.
And I agree with that. But at my 36th, I have Tick. Okay. Tick is really hard to use in that mode, except in Cavern Churn. I mean, no, never mind, not Tick. Nita is harder to use. No, this is 37. Sorry, I said 36. Nita is hard to use, but I mean, so her shots don't do too much damage. Before, she could have been in the A tier. So this is A tier, this is C tier, B tier, A tier, and S tier. Nita could have been in the A tier, possibly even S tier with her Bear Paws gadget, but now Bear Paws is like almost completely worthless, and I know that Ronaldo from Brawl On thinks that it's like a very good gadget, top 10, but I think that this is like the worst gadget in the game, or at least one of them. Like, Carl's gadget's even better than this, but yeah, if you get it, you can get some effectiveness, that's why it's not best place. What's your 37th, bro?
But, like, now that they nerf Nita's gadget, like, it's so hard to use it, because he just, like, the bear would have to be, like, exactly on the guy, and he would have, and he just stops, then he bear paws for, like, it's, he stops for, like, 2 seconds, and then he bear paws.
I think the way that they could balance this is by letting the bear move. Because, A, the bear has a slow movement speed, so 99% of brawlers can outrun them. But then there's that 1%, 8-bit, that can't outrun it. And it would just be really sad to watch 8-bit just struggle to face that. But, I mean, if they...
I think they actually might be the same movement speed.
No, yeah, they are. They're the exact same movement speed. So, but that would be bad, because if Nita threw the bear right on top of him, And yeah, but every other brawler in the game can outrun it. Mortis would just be so easily out there, and even if he tried to, Mortis would just dash away.
But another thing is that with 8-bit, he does a lot more damage, but when the bear attacks, he makes a dead stop attacks.
I know.
And then he has to keep moving after 8-bit keeps on moving, then the bear will get behind and 8-bit can just be shooting backwards.
I know. I'm saying that's how they could balance it. Because yeah, right now it's just a terrible gadget. All right, what is your 37th? Let's get back on
top. I would say Tick. Tick is can be really good if you know how to use him, but his just shots deal a lot of damage, but it would just be really hard. It's just hard for me because Tick's 3 try shot, it takes a while for them to come out and then finally hit the ground. So if someone was chasing you, you would have to shoot in front of you for it to kind of hit them.
Yeah. Said very well.
All right. What's your...
So my 36th is going to be Tick. I mean, if you didn't already hear earlier, Tick... What Bro forgot to add, though, is his gadget. His gadget is, like, completely worthless. 1 mine, all right, fine. You can finish out the kill with it if someone's chasing you at low health. But even then, you have your Tick head that can chase after them. And, I mean, most somewhat skilled players will know that if they've been, you've been attacking, that if you've been attacking them with Tick for a while, they're not going to come running at you with low health. And your gadget is, like, if you're gonna gadget, you're already dead. If you need to gadget, it, like, because then you're gonna, like, Tick can be 2-shot by the brawlers, by most brawlers. Actually, I don't think there's only, like, 2 or 3 brawlers that can't 2-shot him. Colette can't just because she goes off percentage of health, but she can definitely 3-shot any brawler in the game with her gadget. And Nita, I don't believe, can at lower power levels, and then Poco can't. What is your 36, bro?
I would say Gene. I am not really good at Gene, but Gene is good in showdown. I mean, duo showdown and gem grab. In duo, like if you have a Jackie and Anita would go pretty well together, but a Jackie and a Gene would go pretty well together. Because Jackie could suck him in. Or Gene can pull him, Jackie could suck him towards, and then Gene could just attack him 3 times, and then when Jackie was done using the super, Jackie could just attack him once, and he would be done. And Gene would be pretty close to getting super back.
But what you want to do with that, when you use Gene, you don't use it for the brawler like Jackie. You're only going to get that pull in. And that's, like, if you're playing, like, a super speedy brawler like Mortis, then you want to be playing Gene or Jackie. But, I mean, like, you can't really tell what you're going to be playing.
Like, Gene, I mean, like, Jackie versus Piper, Piper would most of the time lose if she didn't have her super. Because with Jackie's gadget, he can speed around fast and dodge her shots.
Yeah, but that's the problem. But here's the problem with the Gene thing. Like, if you're going to do that, you're only going to want to use Bull or Shelly. Because if they get pulled in, Shelly's just going to super them. And they are like, and if she has Shell Shock, I believe it's called. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro Bro's old podcast, actually, what it was called. It's just going to super them and it'll slow them. And then they're dead, like, automatically because of Jean's long range.
But what I really like about Shelly is her Band-Aid. Her Band-Aid's pretty useful.
All right, that's only in showdown.
Let's get back on topic. What is your...
35th? My 35th is going to be Sandy. All right. So what Sandy does is you play Sandy in game modes where you can support your teammates. Your super is all for your teammates. Her basic attack does not do very much damage. And why play Sandy when you can play M?
It does like 1,200 damage, though.
Yeah, that's not that much.
But it doesn't have much range as Poco.
Yeah, it has, like, why would you be playing Sandy when you could play M's? M's is a power crept version of Sandy, if you don't know what that is. That's like a brawler that you would play, and you would never play the other brawler just because the other brawler is way more powerful than that. And I mean, just Sandy is not strong because they're super. The only thing you're going to do is you can use Sandy in Cavern Turn and just throw your super in the middle, granting everyone sight in there if you have the star power that does damage. What is your 35th brawler?
My 35th would be Jessie. This is just based on how I am at her. But since I have her gadget that makes her thing, I have both the gadgets. One that makes them slow, and that makes it super fast.
Which one do you like to use in general?
I really like to use the super fast deck.
Yeah, we were doing one sometimes,
because sometimes you can have them on the exact opposite side of a wall, maybe. You could throw it on the other side, and then you could rapid attack, and then you could just go... You could throw it on one side, and then you could go to the other side if they're trapped in there. And then whenever he moved over to go to the other side towards your turret, you could gadget it, and then it would just attack, tack, 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 tack. And but then you could keep sneak around and just then you could finish him off.
Yeah, that was a very good place.
Since it goes for 5 seconds, that is just amazing.
Next up, kind of a controversial pick is Mr. P. I think that Mr. P, I'm not gonna lie, like, he is not, like, he's a good brawler, like, very good brawler. In Showdown, though, I think that he's good in it, like, could be B tier, even high B tier, but his super has no value in Showdown. In regular matches, like, that's the thing to do, like, you place down that thing, and oh my gosh, it is so annoying in Brawl Ball when you're trying to kill Mr. P, but you can't because there's the turret in front of it. Like if you're using Shelly, which Brawl Ball is the only other mode she's viable in other than Showdown, maybe even possibly Jam Grab. But like, it's so annoying to play with Bull or something, and then you shoot it, but you can't do any damage to Mr. P because his thing is in the way. And all he has to do is pop the gadget, and you have to hit it twice. And you can't just sit there otherwise, or you'll take damage, and Mr. P can kill you. So yeah. That's my 34th.
All right. I'm going to agree with you on that.
And that ends the C tier for me.
And then I'm going to end my C tier here with Mr. P. I'm same with him.
Ooh.
But Mr. P, what's really annoying is his gadget. If you throw, like, if you were in big game against Mr. P as the big, it would be so annoying to face him. Just because of how strong that those little penguins are. And even if you had the gadget, you could buff those penguins and they would have like 7,000, 8,000 health maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They would just deal so much damage though. So we're going to move on to B tier. What is yours?
So here's what C tier means. C tier stands for crappy. B tier stands for better. A tier stands for awesome, and S tier stands for superb. So yeah, there's that. And then at number 35 is Poco. Poco? No, 33, my bad. 33 is Poco just because even like the healing is everything with Poco. And I mean, his star power is Screeching Soul. He's not good in Showdown because he doesn't have a lot of damage, but in the maps that there's boxes, you can kill a lot of boxes at once, and yeah, not going to take too long with Poco because this episode is already 13 minutes long and will be quite a bit. What is your 33rd, bro?
I would say Carl. This is just based on how good I'm. He's like the best of the B tier for me. Or should I start on?
No, you start with the worst of the B tier.
All right, then I will put Piper. Piper, she usually does not have a lot of range. She does have a lot of range, but with all the Showdown maps that, like, have so many walls, it's so hard to hit her shots with it. And it just, she has to, like, drag on the outside to kind of help her, and she, like, does no damage up close. Kind of like Shelly, I think a Poco versus a Shelly would win. A Poco would win.
Yeah,
if they were both long range,
yeah, Poco all would win. Yeah, keep a distance.
All the way. Because unlike Poco, no matter how far the brawler is away, it does the exact same damage. But Shelly, the farther away they are, the less damage it does.
Right.
Because it spreads out.
My 32nd, close to Brawl Bros, is Sprout. In other modes, Sprout is great. In Showdown, tanks have been meta a couple of times. Right now, they're not as much meta. More just longer range, I mean, more like medium range, like 90. the ones that do really well, medium rain, gale, that kind of stuff. And Sprout's just getting destroyed by those because most of the brawlers have a way to get close to you. Gale has a super. He can stun you against the wall, push you back, and then even that is, and then his star power can slow you even. And then just Sprout. Now in other modes where Sprout can keep a distance, if Sprout gets close to you and if another throw, Sprout can 1v1 any throw in the game from up close just because all Sprout has to do is get in the bush with his photosynthesis star power, and then if he gets low, just eats a bush. What's your 30-second bro?
I would say Bull, since he does not have a lot of range, a lot of guys really can counter him if they're far away. And just Bull, the only, like, one of the only things that help him is his super. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to face, like, a Colt, you see a Colt and you're Bull, but if you know that one map where it's amazing for Jackie and there's, like, all those boxes in that one middle and then there's all those bushes around, that is really useful for tanks.
You're talking about Jackie instead of Bull, by the way.
I know, but but Bull, like, if he went in there and he killed everyone and got the boxes, he could just hide in there, watch all around, and whenever he saw someone getting close to coming in, once they stepped in, Bull could run around and kill them.
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be, and that map is pretty useful for tanks that are close range.
Next up, I have Dynamike. Now, this is controversial. The good Dynamike. Dynamike will be in A tier or S tier all the way. The skilled Dyna Jump player, oh my gosh. But I mean, I'm good at Dynamike. I'd say when I play him, I could be high B tier, maybe even into the bottom of A tier, low A tier. But I mean, most players can't play him, and he's very hard to play when you face the Pipers and Brocks. And remember, the meta's shifting over to medium range, and Nani will freaking destroy Dynamike every single time. So, what's your 30 first, bro?
I would say Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy. That is a pretty good for me because I don't use Sandy, but the thing is for Sandy is that she is just the only, like, thing she's good is duos. Something with a partner.
Yeah.
I totally agree with how Jesse does it. Like,
yeah, there's not much to explain other than that.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right. And number 30th is Jean. Now, I kind of disagree with Barbro, and I could put a Jean in higher B tier, or medium B tier, or just average B tier. Whatever you want to call it, because Jean is kind of in the middle. Jean's gadget is so strong. Like, you can pull in a tank, not a Shelly. Shelly is different, because she'll just super you. But you can pull in a tank and still be fine. You can pull in a Bull, just because you could just flop them out, and if they do one damage to them, like, it's so broken. All right, who's your 30th brawler? Who's your 30th brawler?
So I would probably put Surge. I just pulled him a couple days ago, but Surge really, since he does some damage, but I like his boost and stuff, but it's kind of hard against other brawlers that are really good in showdown. Like, if we were facing a Piper, Surge would be pretty hard unless you had his speed, his first super, you would have more speed. Then his second super, you have longer range. Then his third super, you would have more orbs split up.
Yeah. All right. So my 29th is actually Surge. So, like, he put it at 30th and I put it at 29th. Yeah, what a, like, Robert pretty much explained it perfectly. Just his teleport puts him at high B tier. And otherwise, like, you gotta damage people in that. And the more power cubes you get, the harder it will be to get your super because you'll just kill him faster. But, yeah, if you can get your max upgrade, it'll be really fun. So, what is your 29th?
Next, I will put my 29th at, I would say, Rico. This is just based on me. This is why I put him in high B tier, because usually on those solo showdowns that have so many walls, he's just so strong. Because if you were, like, in, like, a column with someone and there were only, like, two little exits, and there were two walls, you could just use your super and it would just keep bouncing and bouncing and bouncing. Or you could, or if you were at low health, you could bounce it on the wall to try and hit the person that's hiding in there.
All right, guys, hang on. Quick thing. We have two brawlers left each until B tier, until the end of B tier. We're going to end it at B tier, and then we'll do a different segment on that. But yeah, so 28th is going to be Tara. Tara is is pretty good in showdown. Just she is better than C tier. Because Tara is just, her super can pull the man, but it's way better in modes where you can get more value out of it. Way better in duo showdown. And even though you can just destroy boxes, it's really good for multiple boxes. And yeah, who is your 28th, my bad.
8-bit. I'd say because 8-bit's pretty slow, but I'm pretty good at 8-bit. So I put him right there because, like, but if you do have his star power that makes him speed up when he's in, like, the radius, that really can help him a lot dodge other people's shots.
Okay, guys, hang on. I'm just going to say something. 8-bit's star power helps them out so much. But you guys all hate on Colt's, but most people hate on Colt's star power, the one that gives him more speed. Do you like that one better than the other one? Or do you want to like the one that gives you longer range and his faster bullet speed? Reload. Yeah. So everyone likes that one. But in the end, his 8-bit's thing is a worse speed boost. You have to be in his range of his thing, and it even gives him a little bit of extra range. You have to be in that for extra speed. And it's not.
But you also get a rage, which is better than Colt's star power.
I know, but if you just put the star power as he always gets the speed, then he will always get it. And even if he has a rage, then he'll have that the whole time, and he doesn't have to go in the thing.
Okay. 8-bit, I think I should have put him down this C tier because of his gadget.
But his star power is very good.
Like his gadget. When you're like, you have to be able to see it now. Cause they nerfed it. You have to be able to see.
Oh, they actually buffed it because it used to destroy it. Alright.
I know.
And finally, ending the B tier for me is Piper. Now, this pains me because I think a lot of you guys know that Piper is my favorite brawler. But she's kind of falling down in the meta. There's only, like, one or two long-range maps, actually, that are good for Piper. And none of them are actually very good for Piper in the rotation currently. And I kind of got to feel sorry for her. In the maps that she is good in, dude, she is S-tier and dominates the map. But, yeah, that's really the only time you can push your Piper, and she's not very good in other modes, except showdown. So, who is your last one, and then we will end this segment.
Well, my last one I would probably say is Carl. Carl, I am pretty, especially if you have a star power that it goes farther and it comes and it spins faster and goes faster.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and also his gadget, if someone's run, you can also burn them while you're running away, and it'll just keep chipping at them while you keep attacking backwards. It'll just keep, you'll do a lot of damage, but if they get down to pretty low health, like a smart brawler, if they got down to, let's say, less than 500 health, they would start running away. Because they know that since they're following him with his gadget, it's going to just start doing damage to them. And if they keep following, one more hit with that pickaxe, and they're gone.
Yeah, but this is how you actually use the gadget. You pop your super with protective pirouette on, and then you pop the gadget. And then you get that little bit of extra damage to actually complete the kill faster, and so that you can get out of there taking minimal damage. All right, guys, see you guys in the next segment. And yeah, this episode could be over an hour long because we are actually just going to 26 and it's been a half hour. No, 23 minutes, 24 minutes, whatever. But yeah, it's been quite a bit and this is a very long episode. So I'll see you guys in the next segment. You guys won't even notice the break. Bye. So after B tier, starting A tier is Carl. Knowing how to use him, knowing how to use his gadget, it's very good. I explained how to use it before. You use your super with protective pirouette, preferably, and you spin around and you do a bunch of damage. Bravo, who is your 26, brother.
I would say Daryl.
Okay.
So Daryl is kind of a bull guy. He doesn't have that much radius, but I would say bull's a little bit better, maybe, because of just one thing. Just because, like, Daryl is worse than Bull because, well, I'm better at Daryl than Bull, but Daryl just has more range and he does a lot more damage. And his super doesn't go as far as Bull's. So, like, if you're a Daryl and you're facing, like, let's just say a B and the gas is closing and you don't want to be Bull and use your super long super to hit him.
Super long super. Alright.
So what's yours?
My 25th brawler is El Primo. The meta is shifting away from tanks, and El Primo just barely made it into the A tier. Same with Carl, just because of his gadget. El Primo barely makes it in the A tier. His yeeting star power is really fun to use, but his meteor one is fun too. Gadget. Yeah, that's what I meant. Gadget. And then his super is Elf. You can just say it a lot. We're on a podcast together.
Mm-hmm.
And his super, you should be using Meteor Rush. But, yeah. What's your 25th, bro?
I say Pam. Pam, I don't really like because...
She's thick?
She's just
Don't be hating on the thick people, Al.
Stop it.
Go.
And so... Pam, since she doesn't do much, she doesn't do much damage with her little tiny bolts. Unless you're, like, right on top of them, Pam's just gonna probably destroy if you're right on top of them. Because all those will hit, and, like, they do, like, 300 a shot. But the thing is, it's just so hard to hit them. And then, but her gadget, I put out, if she didn't have that one gadget, the gadget.
Pulse modulator.
The one that makes.
Fielder? Mm-hmm. That's pulse modulator.
If she didn't have that, I would have put her down in B tier. But just because of that gadget, she barely made it.
They actually got a nerf recently. Now the radius is shorter. Alright, next up is Barley. Barley is fun for control. Very good in cavern churn. And that kind of stuff in the maps that he can just do very well. I don't even think Cavern Churn is in the game. Did they remove? I don't know. But whatever. And yeah, Barley is just pretty strong if he's in his maps. I mean, there's a couple maps throwers can kind of be playing. Because the new maps are like somewhat wally. Have a lot more walls. But are like in an area that like Daryl and Crow and Leon can actually get their shots off without having to hit a wall. So the throwers are kind of moving up in the meta. Who is your 24th?
I'd say Brock. I really like Brock because of his gadget now. Like, if someone gets really close to you, and you know, like if a bull got really close to you, you could just gadget away, dealing damage, knocking them back, and getting away from them. And if you weren't jumping over a wall, you could jump straight forward. And then you could just keep shooting back at him, and he would get really low. Boy, does that gadget really help, though. That just, It's just so useful, especially when you're, like, trapped. And yeah. So what is your 23rd?
My 23rd is Frank. Frank has a lot of health. The delay puts him middle of A tier. Lower A tier, actually. Yeah, low A tier. And making him not as viable. The stun, though, since there are more walls, the stun, he can stun people through the walls, and it helps very much. So, yeah.
So, mine would now be Gale.
Okay.
Gale, I like that he pushes them back, but one thing I wish would work was that he could push him back through walls.
His gadget got nerfed too. So, yeah.
I wish his thing would still go through walls. The person would still go through walls if they got hit right away.
They never went through walls.
I know, that would be pretty good if they did. But what I hate is that they nerfed his gadget.
Yeah.
His gadget used to be awesome, and it would be about the exact way of the other ones. It would go the exact same radius, but now it just goes like a little bit of a radius.
I saw a Brawl Stars clip where before, it said never got across the map this fast with XD, and it was two Gales and they were teaming, and they went on a jump pad with the jump pads, and they went across the map, and one would place it down, and then when the other one landed, the other would, and then they traveled across the map so fast. It was really cool. But my number 24 is Rico. Rico is strong now because the maps are starting to get more walls, but in the end he's a long range, so he doesn't deserve the S tier spot.
Next, I would put El Primo, because El Primo, I know he has really short range, but that's super. If you have the El Fugo and star power,
Meteor Rush is better.
I'm talking about the star power.
Meteor Rush is better. The one that gives him the speed boost after he uses a super. That's way better.
I think El Fugo might be a little bit better.
Nah.
If they're like running away from you, that actually might be good because you could maybe barely hit them, but then they could attack you and you could get at low health, but then you would have that burn still.
Send us a voice message which star power you think is better, and you'll be featured in the show. I think Meteor Rush is better just all the way because he needs the speed. But next up, I have Mortis. Now, it really pains me to do this because Mortis is my second favorite brawler. And I did that. And it's quite amazing. But just in Showdown, he can be very good in Showdown. But other modes, when good players use him, he's better. But in Showdown, he's fun to use. He has two top 10 gadgets, in my opinion, which is awesome. Two S-tier gadgets all the way. But, yeah.
So, next, I would probably... Next, I will probably put Dynamike. I like Dynamike a lot with his jump and stuff. Like, sometimes you can go off pads and then you just see a bull attacking in, like, some bushes. And you're like, oh, no, that's where the pad's going. But then you don't have enough time. You could just throw one of your bombs. And then right when you landed down on the ground, you would hit it. And then you would go up in the air farther. And then you could just keep hopping across them, trying to get away from that bull, and the bull might still take some damage.
But Dynamike would be S tier if there's someone who's going to use it. You know how incredibly tricky it is to get a double jump?
Oh. So
it's
one time
the hardest thing to do in the game.
So I once saw in Tribe Gaming, Lex, he tried to get out, so he used his jump. He jumped over, and Chief Pat threw his super, but Lex tried to jump off over his super, over Chief Pat's super, and then kill Chief Pat, but he threw it a little too early, so it exploded right before he landed on it, and he just died.
Oof. That would have been a good play.
Chief Pat, though, had, like, 5 gems, and Lex had, like, 2 or 3. But if Lex had more gems, he would have survived.
Next up is Gale, the newly buffed shotgun brawler. I mean, the new shotgun brawler. Because before he was more like not a shotgun at all. But now he's a shotgun brawler. And yeah, so Gale is just, he can make A tier just because his damage and he has long range. His super is good. He, overall, his kit is good. Just his gadget isn't. I mean, even so, you can just use it to escape over walls. And when they add Gale's second gadget, it'll most likely be better than his first gadget. Alex, what is... No, I mean, Bro. My bad, that's not his name. Bro, what is your... what is your 24? That's just our nickname for him, so... Sorry.
I'd say Tara.
Okay.
Tara is really... Especially when you have... If you have her star power, that can be really useful to help you chase down someone. Like, if you know they're probably going to get away from you, but you're close to dying, you can maybe throw your super. It might not even hit them, but you'd still have a little shield guy to go attack.
Okay, wait. I'm going to ask you a question. Which star power do you prefer? The one that
healing.
Gives you the damage? Yeah, same. Healing is the better one.
Like, that thing will travel the whole time with you until it dies, and it has 4,000 health.
Yeah, you sit there in a fight, and you're gaining back health.
Like you're getting, like, 400.
I think it's 2 every second.
No, it's 400.
No, I know. I'm saying, like, you can get 2 shots of it every second. So, if you're in a 3-second fight, you just got 2,400 health, which can win you the fight easily. All right.
Unless it's a super close range brawler, kind of like Rosa. She just chips away.
She will do it with her super. Leon is in 19th. This is very debatable by a lot of people because a lot of people think Crow is worse than Leon, but I think actually Crow is amazing. And Leon is in the middle of A tier, or higher A tier, higher middle of A tier. And he is invisible. He can sneak up on brawlers and can do very well with his newly buffed thing. He would be at the bottom of A tier still without his gadget being buffed, but still. Yeah. I remember I was watching Brawl play a match yesterday with Leon, his big brawler, and at the start, against him, and he used his clone right away, and everyone tried to attack it, and then wasted, like, all their ammo and stuff, and they were wondering why they didn't charge her super.
And then, I looked up, and I'm like, he's not losing a single point of,
yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Yeah. It's the clone. Since I was playing with, like, rank 20s, I was like, oh, he must have his gadget. And then he used it, like, 3 other times.
Who's like your 19th, bro? Let's get back on track. Sorry to cut stuff.
I'd probably go Barley.
Barley,
he's really good at running away. Even from a big
Sticky
bot.
Syrup mixer, yeah.
Sticky syrup doesn't really help a lot.
That's the only thing that he can
But I with. Like that he can, like, if someone's chasing him, he'll throw, like, a couple steps in front of them, and it'll damage them twice. But he could, like, throw 3 in a row, and they maybe might keep going, but then they would come out of those 3 at super low health, and you'd probably have your super charged up, because that would basically be, like, you hit 6 attacks with him. You would probably have your super charged up, and they would be running at, like, low health, and you could just bomb your super everywhere, and he couldn't, like, get out. Mm-hmm. So what is your 18th?
My 18th is Colt. Colt? So, like I said, the meta's shifting to medium range, and Colt is good at medium range. Very good at medium range. You should only use him at medium range, and if you have to, use him at long range. Because rarely will you hit him at max range, even with, like, Piper and stuff. The farther that shot travels, the more time they have. Like, you will barely ever hit a thing with Brock at max range. If you were, like, seriously, like, stalking them down, you'll barely ever do that. And, yeah, that's why I think Colt is higher A tier.
Then,
who's your A?
I would say BB. I like BB a lot with her vitamin booster gadget. That can just really help a lot. Especially when, maybe if you're running from someone, you could use that. And he's kind of like she's kind of like Pogo too with with his gadget. Except Poco heals other people too if they're in the radius of it when he uses it. So that can just be really useful. And even her knockback, that just really will help it a lot. Her knockback, like if someone gets too close, like a Bull maybe, and you know they're gonna probably kill you soon, or a Jackie gets close, you could bat them away. Or maybe if her Frank's about to use a super, you could bat him away, and that would use his super. Or a Jackie you could do it on. Well, a Jackie basically pulls in the Frank. That'll stop his.
Alright.
So what's yours? 17th.
17th is 8-bit. 8-bit can be goodish in showdown with his plugged in star power. Even with his other one, he's fine. But I mean, wait, what even is? Oh yeah, he's just boost. No, you should use plugged in all the time. But yeah, that's 8-bit. What's your 17th?
I would say Rosa. Rosa with her super back then, she was like unstoppable.
Yeah, me and
when
Alex,
she came out.
I mean, me and Brawlbro started playing on the exact same the day Rosa was released. And it was not fun because she was 30 gems. And all you had to do is spend $2 and you had the best brawler in the game. And she was broken. And it was not fun. Alright. My 16th is Bull. Bull does a lot of damage, and the meta is shifting to medium range. Bull is not medium range, Bull is short range. But still, all you gotta do is push camp. You can get trophies with bush camping, and then all you gotta do is wait for someone to come in, and there's like a couple of bushes, but they're short bushes, so they won't expect someone to be in there, and then you bomb them. Who is your 16th, Alex? I mean, Robert, why do I keep saying it?
Well, 16th. Because it's just, you live with me.
I know.
And that's our nickname for me, so that really helped. It's kind of confusing.
Yeah, alright.
Alright, so next, I would say mine is Leon. Leon, I like his invisibility, I like his clone. Like that Leon, he would go into a bush. He would use his invisibility, he would run away, but then we could kind of tell that it was his clone because the clone would never attack us. So now,
my turn.
Jesse, what is your 15th?
Shelly. Bull and Shelly are close together. Shelly's longer range. Her Clay Pigeon star power is actually the worst ever star power, especially in Showdown, because you
gadget.
Need Shelly to get
out. It's a gadget.
You know what I mean. But you use Band-Aid and then on that, and only, and like, really how you're supposed to do it is you're supposed to get right on top of someone with Clay Pigeons, and then you activate the gadget, you use your super, and then you use a basic attack, and you'll hit every single shell from both of those, and they'll be pretty much dead with one more attack. So who is your 15th brother?
Next, I will put Crow. Crow and Leon and I put really close together because Crow counters Leon.
No.
I would say that because Crow, if you have just saw a Leon go invisible and you know you're pretty low on health, you wait a second, you use your super and fly as far away as possible from that place, and then that'll probably hit the Leon, and then it'll just keep ticking at him, and then everyone will be able to see that he's invisible.
Oh, you want to know what's so funny? I've never done this, but I just think that when you're playing a Leon with Crow, and then you throw your thing, and then the Leon tries to go invisible right after that, he gets revealed instantly, and his super is wasted. Like, that's just, like, you gotta feel bad for him. Number 14th is Nani. Nani, so much fun to play. Very good brawler. Just couldn't make S tier or even top 10. Top 10 in S tier is, like, the best of S tier, but yeah. Nani, great. Your turn.
I'd say, for me, I am really good at Nita. But now that they nerfed her, I would usually put her in S tier for how good I am. But now that they nerfed her gadget, it's just so hard to play her, especially with that.
Just so second place in A tier.
First place in A tier.
Really? So that was your last A tier?
You just listed Nani, now Crow, and I'm listing Nita finally for my end.
All right.
So Nita, I would usually put her in like kind of top 10 S tier, but I wouldn't.
And then,
all right. So what is you? So what's the end of your?
No, this is the start of my S tier. The start of my S tier. Sorry, I missed. No, that was the end. Because look at you got 12 bars. I 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So Crow is your last. All right, fine. So Crow is going to be my last A tier. Crow is very strong. Could definitely get at low S tier. Just had to finish off A tier. And Crow's defense booster, he can counter so many bro. Like, he can stand toe-to-toe with,
I would say maybe, like, Frank.
Or something.
Frank, easily.
No.
Yeah, because he could just attack him.
Remember, it's only 60%, so he can still do quite a bit of damage. And Frank has so much health, and Crow just can't even beat him down fast enough. All right. Who is your brawler starting S tier?
But one thing
just
about...
Just say it. Who cares?
Fine.
Say.
I would say Frank. This is just based off mine, how good I am at them.
Right.
And so I put him there because Frank, I'm actually really, really good at. Especially Frank counters Shelly. A lot. Very much.
No?
Yes, especially...
A Shelly can go toe-to-toe with Frank.
I know. But
like, a Shelly can stand up, like, right in front of Frank, not moving at all and beat him.
I know.
Then why is
But if you use if you use his gadget though, he won't get knocked back by like some things, kinda like when you're facing a Jean or a Poco. I mean not a Jean. A Jean or an M's. One of those two, they have their gadget that'll knock them back. So if you get really close to them, you know they're probably gonna use their gadget. So you can use your gadget, and then if they use theirs, it'll just do nothing. You'll just stay right where you are, and you'll just keep going. So that's where I put Frank.
My turn is, and I'm going to put, for the start of the S tier, M's. Even though her gadget got enough, M's would be, like, top five brawlers in social media. If her gadget was not nerfed, her gadget is, like, oof, so bad. But, yeah, the best of her kid is really good. Who is your?
I would say Penny. I really, really like Penny, especially in those maps that have all those boxes in the middle. Because Penny could go in there, and then usually, like Jackie's, they like to stand in the middle and just hit every single box. But then Penny will counter that, because Penny, her after shot that comes out, really does a lot more damage than a regular attack would. If anyone's like standing behind it, Penny like will just deal so much damage.
All right, we get it. You like Penny. Penny's trash in this mode. Okay. I put Penny as my worst brawler kit. No, I'm just, all right. Fine.
Yeah, you did.
And my next up is B. And B is very, very strong. Like so strong. Like her honey molasses can soak up shots from Pipers, and she can slow Pipers, so really the only thing Piper's gonna have to do is jump. She's forced to, and if she jumps, you can go in and you can follow her, and you can get super, super close to her, and like, yeah, it's very good.
All right, next I would say mine is B also. I'm really, really good at B. B is like my favorite. I have her gadget. She's at power 8. So, I just need to. She's just really, really, really useful, especially with that super shot. And when you have her star power, that makes her, the star power that makes her do it, get another attack right away if she misses her super. All right. That really helps.
Next up, I have Daryl in the 10th spot. Daryl's a rolling assassin. You're good at him. You can bounce him off walls. You can roll him across legs, and you can do really good with him. 9th brawler, you
have. I really disagree, though, with Colette. Really, I don't really think she's the best. I wouldn't really put her in a really, really high.
You put her in top 10. And we're going to have a little talk after this. But, I mean, it's fine.
I put Colette at 9th because, really, this is just based on how you keep forgetting that. I think you keep forgetting that.
That's not
that
how my
tier list
was.
Based off on me.
Yeah, that's how you are. But my tier list was based off of the meta.
So, I'd probably put her there because I don't really like about how it just doesn't, that how the more she attacks, like even against a box, she keeps losing damage until she loses it all.
How much damage she, no.
Her, the minimum she, that no, power she, one, she can go to only 500.
No, dude, you do realize that she has a fixed number on boxes. So it'll only be one number. Next up, I have Rosa. Rosa, with her recent buffs, now can chain supers. And is very strong in solo showdown. She can make this. She can make her bushes, which is like amazing. Like you want to make bushes, and like yeah.
Except when you're against.
No,
a
you
sprout.
Want to make brushes.
Brushes.
Bushes. I said.
You just said brushes.
What's your number 8? Just.
I
get
say
it down quick. We have 5 minutes left to record. Otherwise, we're gonna stop the site.
I'd say Nani because Nani is really, really useful, especially. Only her after shot, I don't really like that. So what's yours?
You don't like her, dude, her after shot is the reason she's that high.
I know.
Then why do you say you don't like it?
I did say I liked it. You said I don't like it. Everyone heard me. Masquerade even heard me from back here. Even though he's millions of miles away. So what's yours, Jesse?
All right. Next up is Brock. Very strong with his star power. And medium range, you can use Brock. But, I mean, in the maps that Brock is, he's, like, very, very strong. Even though he's not the strongest sniper in, like, Purple Paradise, he'll lose every time to Piper. Most times to Piper. But, I mean, he's just good at medium range, and that's the reason why he's this high. Who's your seventh?
All right, we got to speed this up. I'm going to say Max. Max is just so... Yeah. Even though it's four shots, that just does so much damage.
Max is a her. I can't believe you even called Max a he. Max looks like a girl. Max talks like a girl. Max
she does
a girl.
Not look like a girl.
You're kidding me. All right. All right. Ready? All right. We're about to look at Max.
No, just go. Hurry up. We're running out of time.
Max, bro. That does not look like a boy whatsoever. You telling me that looks like a boy? No. That does not look
that
like a boy.
That looks like a boy. That even looks like a boy.
This one?
Yes!
That looks like a girl even more. Alright. Number seven is Jackie.
Hurry up.
Jackie, actually. So, yeah. Jackie is very good. Super potent. Basic attacks, amazing.
Next, I would say mine would be Colt. Colt I like a lot because of... That's just really for me. I can pull his star powers in boxes. So... I just like his attacks and stuff and his super.
Yeah.
So what's yours?
My next one is going to be Pam. Pam is very strong in Showdown, very strong. Close range gadget is good. And yeah, I guess that's kind of all. Her
we gotta hurry
her kid though. Is very good. We're fine. We have 3 minutes left. We're fine.
With 10 brawlers left.
We have like 3 brawlers left. But we have 5.
Next, I would say Jackie. Jackie, I agree with Jesse because of... Her just gadget really helps out a lot.
Yeah, my number 5th is BB. Vitamin Booster is so strong right now in his best top 10 gadgets all the way. I believe I said that in my episode. If I didn't, then my bad. But I'm like 90% sure I did. And yeah, that's going to be... And BB Super is very good.
Next, I would say Ems. I really say Ems. She's just really, really good for the maps that have so many boxes, especially because she just does so much damage far range. She can tick it like 3 times, but if you like shoot 3 times, it'll do 1,600 super fast. All right, what's yours?
My next one is Spike. Spike's curveball star power makes him very broken. And... I mean, yeah, his fertilized star power is good too, but his attacks just are very good. And he hard counters, like, brawlers, like Colette, anyone that has a dash, like, especially Mortis. I was playing Colette one time, and, like, she had one shot left on me, but she decided to use her super, and she was at half health. I threw a spike, she dashed into it, she took all the damage from it, and died. I was like,
oh,
right.
But the thing about Mortis versus Colette, you can just dash really right out. Mine is Spike also. I like his curveball and stuff. But especially when you're against like a bunch of brawlers, you can throw that maybe in the middle of it and it will hit someone. But then the spikes will also come out and it can hit more people. And most likely, you will get your super pretty fast in like maybe like 2 or 3
Colette
shots.
Can't dash out. Colette will go back to the same spot.
I know. She goes forward back.
Yeah, so she can't dash out. My next one is Max.
No,
Max.
I was saying Mortis could.
Max is very strong, and speed is good, and yeah.
All right, next I would say Bo. I really like his tripwire gadget. That just really helps. So what's yours?
My next one is Colette. Colette being very strong. I don't really think I have to cover that. 3-shotting every bar on the game. Amazing.
Next I would say Shelly. I really like her. I know
Shelly's like low B tier.
All right, just go. Go for your last brawler.
My last
segment.
One is Bo. Bo is amazing. Tripwire gadget works so well. Best
with
brawler
the
in
stun.
Game.
Oh best my gadget. Gosh. Yes. That'll just help so much.
Like, I've heard people like would play, I know, Tripwire and Snare Bear over Circling View. All right, I'll see you guys in the closing segment. And yeah. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Bees Buzz, your Brawl Stars podcast. What would you like to say, anything, co-host? How's the show?
I would probably say just keep listening and just we'll just be keep posting, and just in case there are only a couple that you won't meet, maybe there's a couple that me bro will not be on there, and it'll just be Jesse, or it'll just be me bro and no Jesse. All
right, and a quick announcement: on Wednesday this week, we will not be posting an episode. On Thursday, we might get an episode out on Wednesday, not positive. We are going hunting for like 5 days, and we cannot make the episodes up at the cabin with no Wi-Fi, and yeah. And if we did, we would have to make it with no bad audio quality. But yeah, we're going to do a huge episode Tuesday or Wednesday, not sure yet. Probably like an hour long, hour and a half long, 2 hours maybe even. But yeah, thank you guys for listening so much. Make sure to leave a 5-star review. See y'all later. Bye.